As I join with you this time, I feel your strengths, your weaknesses, all that makes you human. Again, we thank you, my dear friends, for all those healing thoughts, for those who are in need. I'm aware of many questions within your thinking at this time. Therefore, and because there are fewer of us at this time, I will endeavor to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. So anyone like to start the question?
I'd like just to make a comment on the transcripts of previous meetings which I read. And in these transcripts I see the teaching of your Salimet. And I try to remember everything. And sometimes the message really gets through to me. And other times I just don't understand what that teaching is about. Is there any advice that you can give me that would help me during my reading of these transcripts?
I would say to you that understanding will come at its own pace. That which you find difficult will soon become understanding with time. So I say to you, my dear friend, have patience with yourself. You have come quite some way in understanding from whence you first came to us. Would you not agree?
There are things which really improved my life a great deal.
Yes.
Your teaching on not making judgments and forgiveness has been a great help in recalling my youth. Now, without making judgments, I can forgive those who, as a child, I hated. Now, the hate has disappeared. I'm much stronger for it.
Yes, because you are allowing that love, which is after all the spirit speaking. You have it so much stronger within your life, and you, my dear friend, can feel that benefit most strongly. Life is about love, about giving and also receiving. But as as far as my teachings go. Continue to listen or to read, whichever you find more useful. And I say to you, that understanding will come.
Thank you.
Have you, George?
Yes, I have one. Let me first give thanks for yet another book being coming my way at the most appropriate time. You have spoken with us, saying that concerning DNA, and this particular book is a channel from a group who call themselves the Pleiadians, and it seems a rather good channel in that as I began reading, I ticked the various points with a pencil that were totally in line with your teaching, and I found I was ticking every paragraph in the first 40 pages or so. That was wonderful. And then the book went on to details of DNA, confirming that DNA modification is a very important happening. And it went on to give further details, which I would like to put before you. There seems to be an upgrading in progress from double helix to 12, which seems rather a big jump, but the details go on to indicate that there's connection to 12 main chakras. We are aware of 7 main chakras, and there's talk of a further 5 which are above the and beyond the physical body, and connecting to solar system, galaxy, and further out in the universe. I was wondering if you'd care to comment on those further details regarding DNA.
Yes, I understand your questions. I understand the slight puzzlement that you felt on reading this information. I have spoken to you briefly about DNA, and felt that at that particular time it was as much as you could take and understand.
Yes, I do appreciate that.
For the whole of this group. Yes. I would firstly say to you, my dear friends, that any confirmation of my words has been told to you previously, that whatever I tell you would be verified by others throughout this world.
Yes, this certainly is being verified.
Yes. And I hope you realize that the time factor is no small matter. Although it has taken some years, you can see that the evidence is available to you. You would agree?
Yes, yes indeed.
Yes. We are not surprised by the connection and the information being given by this other group, because after all, why should we be the only group receiving information from, as you say, further galaxies? That would not make sense, I feel. Therefore, let us verify that information is coming to these people. DNA is a subject which is ever growing. Mankind is ever growing in his knowledge of what is round and about him, about the structure of the human being. And yes, I will confirm to you now, and I have told you in past times, that although many speak of seven chakras, or energy points, as I would rather call them, I have told you in previous times that there are many, many more.
Yes.
But just not known about at that time.
Yes.
Therefore, do not be surprised by the disinformation. Because you see, my dear friends, that the human form is just one mass of energy.
Yes.
Therefore, common sense would tell you that to have only 7 points within that mass of energy would seem rather futile.
Yes.
You would agree?
Yes, I would, and I do recall that you also said that what is happening on the earth at this present time would reach out and connect or be some influence throughout the galaxy of the universe.
Yes.
And it just struck me that this seemed to be part of that mechanism.
Of course. When you speak of the expansion of the helix reaching out to other galaxies, that is the energy connection which is needed for mankind to connect further and further.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do understand.
And although you have mentioned a number of 12. I will confirm for you now that there are many more, but not known of at this present time.
Right. And I know our science is aware that something like 10% of the present DNA has good purpose, and there's a further 90% which does not appear yet to have good earths, and it is in scientific circles referred to as junk DNA.
May I interrupt and to say to you that your scientists will soon be considering another 30% good DNA.
Right.
That is to come.
Wonderful, yes.
Remember that always the influence comes from our world.
Yes, yes, wonderful. And the implication is that the other 90% will have proper application as it was meant in the first place, I'm sure.
Yes.
Equally, that part of the brain which does not seem to have application, that will also come into play, I'm sure.
You only have to think of all of those seers and mystics, as you call them, in your world.
Yes.
They are using more than 10%.
Yes. Yes.
Is it not logical that this must be so?
Indeed. They are able to make the connections which,
yes,
which utilize.
Much more easily. But yes, I agree that on the whole, so much is not utilized.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Well, I'm very happy.
This
all seems to make so much good sense.
I am pleased that my words can help you.
Thank you.
But it is not an easy topic for most to understand. That is why it has been my purpose in a group such as this that we go slowly and in order for each one to digest such information.
Yes, well, that is appreciated.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your answer to that question, which to my mind doesn't seem an easy question, but no, it's a very enlightening answer. Thank you.
So, what did you ask about the aliens? About the abductions, I mean.
About the abductions you were going to ask.
Ah, no,
that
was George. Yeah, I know what George read.
Yes. Would you like me to continue?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, because you've read the article. I haven't.
Hmm. Yes. Yes, I've been in touch recently with a lady, Hilary Porter, who has a history of being abducted by, shall I say, UFO pilots. And she strikes me as a very strong lady who had fears and has faced those fears. And she now describes herself as an abduction agony aunt. She helps others who have been abducted and gives them counseling. She's a new contact, she has asked for healing for those she helps. And I just wondered if you'd care to clarify. You have spoken on abductions in the past, and I just wonder if you care to further clarify that that area of work.
Yes. We have spoken again briefly about this subject. And yes, if you recognize, my dear friends, that there exists many universes, if you can accept the existence of many beings, of many planets, albeit that their knowledge be greater than yours, does not immediately allow them to be pure beings. That is the first point I wish to make to you. You know from your visits and your mind information that many things are possible. That there are beings outside your realms of understanding who nevertheless are part of the great scheme of life. I told you that most of these beings mean you earth people no harm. But as in your world there exists many races of people, all quite diverse in their looks, so too you must accept that many planets produce beings who are of entirely different formation from yourself. Also, that among those beings, there are those whose curiosity takes hold of them. And that is where we come in to earth beings being taken to their crafts because of the interest expressed in trying to understand the makeup of earth beings.
Yes, I can well accept that. Yes. There would be this tremendous curiosity. They would be technically more advanced than ourselves.
Yes.
They would be physical beings like ourselves and imperfect like
imperfect,
ourselves.
Imperfect, yes. That is a good word to use. I do not wish to say that they are not good beings, but imperfect is the word to use.
Also striving, I guess, like ourselves. Striving to find out.
Yes, to gain more knowledge of what is round and about. So, I say to you, that expanded knowledge does not always bring purity of character. This we understand. I would also like to say to you that certain earth beings are more prone to be taken for many different reasons that perhaps at this moment in time you cannot understand. But they are chosen, if you like, to be abducted for very many reasons.
Yes.
And sometimes these other beings do not have the same emotional contact as you Earth beings, which therefore leaves many Earth beings traumatized by the experience.
Yes.
But open to all people is the love and protection of spirit.
Yes. In which case, there would not be so much fear generated. And perhaps I could suggest that our main problem in this context is our own fear of an unknown situation.
Yes.
Perhaps if knowledge of abductions was more openly accepted, then this would help in some measure to reduce fear.
Yes.
Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. After all, I have told you that it is either love or fear which governs your lives. And fear is negative to the spirit. And it also blocks out the help that is available. But we cannot place all responsibility onto those people who are taken. But also, responsibility lies with those other beings who are intent on having their own way. In the same way as Earth beings have to take responsibility for their actions, so too do all beings in the great scheme of life, from all planets, because they come under the laws of that great creative force. I would also say to you, my dear friends, that not all people who have been taken to foreign crafts find the experience to be so dreadful. And I am sure that in time there will come forward many who will tell of renewed knowledge, of finding spiritual gifts opened to them that they did not have before. So again, I say to you, look for the balance in all things.
The lady to whom I have spoken spoke of one who appeared to her, which I think would be her own guardian angel, who assured her that he would always be with her.
Yes.
And this, I think, went a long way to allaying any fears she had.
Yes. Once she has allowed herself that love element, that lack of fear, then those who can help will step forward.
Yes.
Oh yes. And of course, to ask for healing for all of these people can only help.
Yes.
Has that been helpful to you?
Yes, I think that must have helped us all to understand this area of knowledge.
Yes.
Thank you.
There is the misunderstanding that expanded knowledge, such as many other beings have, makes them good. But remember, they are imperfect. I use your word, imperfect.
They have free will as well.
Of course.
So I was wondering if that, when you said that they choose the different human beings for various reasons, I was wondering maybe if they were, if they spiritually could be attracted to certain people, and that's why they abducted them, or would it just be for not, you can't pinpoint any reason?
When first I came, we spoke of darkness and light, and opposites being drawn, and the darkness always seeking light. Therefore, yes, unknowingly they would be attracted to certain people for their light.
Yes, the lady in question would seem to have had a mind link to those people. She describes how she can, or she receives a thought from them in the first place, and she knows when to look to the sky.
Yes.
And she has been able to send a thought back, and they have shifted their position in the sky.
Yes, so.
So I think she must have a mind link, or an easy to achieve mind link.
Yes, that would have, as I have said to you, many people have found new qualities within themselves, that they suddenly can heal others, that their mind is much more alert. There are many good qualities to having some connection with other beings.
Yes. Yes, well that's a,
But it is the fear of the people being taken that they have to alter.
So does that mean that there is no real basis for fear? Should there be some?
You should never allow fear to enter your lives if you wish to be spiritually strong.
I see. You said that a couple or 3 weeks ago, Sanyamatan. It's not an easy thing to get rid of. I think we've got to practice on that. I keep dragging that up, and you've emphasized it two or three times this, in this conversation.
Yes.
And that strengthened my thoughts, or our thoughts, even more, I think, on fear.
You will never fully achieve it whilst you are clothed in this physical body. But what you must attempt to do is to try to focus the mind on love, not fear. It is an exercise, if you like, that you can maintain throughout your earthly life.
How much your thoughts?
But you are human. So we know it is most difficult for you. But it is achievable.
Yeah.
So even if we have the fear of being on water, over seas, or lightning, thunder, we should be able to overcome that.
If you work at it, yes, of course. But sometimes, as I have also told you, these fears come with you from other times.
Yes,
and are deeply rooted and at times can take much work to overcome. Yes. But it is achievable.
The instrument that you're using is very frightened of thunder and lightning.
Yes.
So that's probably from a previous life.
No.
No, it's this life. It is this life, is it?
Yes. We have been working with her for many years, but there is only so much influence that we can give. Because when it comes down to change, it is entirely because of your free will that you must take action.
Yeah.
We can only influence.
Well, I'm not terribly happy. I'm not going to say I'm petrified or anything, but being on the sea, which I was on Sunday, and I wondered if that was from another life.
Yes, I will tell you, you were a sailor. But let me say this to you before I leave you. There are so many people in your world who have these fears, no matter what. But it is their own inner fears. If only they would give those fears up to us, they would see their lives dramatically change.
Thank you for that information. Thank you.
So what you're saying, if we can get these fears and throw them over the shoulder to you, that will be a big help to us.
Or give them up to that great creative force.
Correct,
yes.
Yes. Because in doing so, you are saying, we are love, we are part of that great creative force, which knows no fear.
We were talking about this great creative force, and now we talk about universes. That great creative force goes out further and further and further in our minds.
It so is all encompassing.
I wish I could think of the right question now, but this great creative force cannot make a form. In other words, when you have a meeting in spirit with your echelon, he doesn't come to you in any form, does he?
When you move through the realms of spirit, form does not exist.
No, of course not.
It is pure energy.
Pure energy. Yes, the name that the particular author uses that I'm reading at the moment is Prime Creator.
Yes, there are many names given.
With the implication that there are lesser beings or creators in between, how can I express it, that there would be Prime Creator, influencing secondary creators, and so down the chain of, I was going to say chain of command, although perhaps that's not a very good word.
In the same way as you have the angelic forces.
Yes.
They are still part of the creative force.
Yes.
But are doing, to use earthly words, a job of work which they have been given.
Yes.
On the subject of creations.
Yes.
Is creation and manifestation, as discussed with Bonnell, are they in the same bracket? Is a manifestation, in fact, a creation of that small object?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I think just before you go, Paul would like to ask a question about someone that would like to come to our meeting. Paul?
Yes, it's the lady that I work for, gardening, and she wants to bring her partner with her too, if we have space. She's read Georgie's book, but I don't want to bring anyone that, you know, would not fit too well, but would they be okay for a visit?
I ask only one question. What is the partner's name?
Ted Fort. Or Edward Holt.
I am sorry for the silence. I will give you my answer next time.
Thank you.
Yes, yep.
Now, I will take my leave of you. I hope my words this time have stretched your thinking just a little.
Just a little. Certainly, Matt, it's been a wonderful meeting.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for this.
I confirm that's my view as well.
I am always happy to join with you, my dear friends. After all, my purpose has been to enlighten you all about the truth of existence.
I've certainly done that. It's been a very privilege to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you so much. Yeah.